You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Jim Nothing with Rally Arena. Morena, Jim, how are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you both?
Good. You might recognise this voice from Greening Out. You actually brought us some chilies this morning from your garden.
Some little treats from my garden, yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to get the bag over here. Lots of good colours going on in here. Really nice big red ones, some beautiful green ones, and some tiny little orange guys as well.
Yeah, I feel like the orange guys might be hot, like hot.
Okay.
I kind of forgot what I planted, so it's kind of a bit of a lucky dip.
I feel like chilies are always that way. You're sort of like, I think they were all fine, and then you can't eat the curry you made.
But, yeah. Start small. You can scrape that the white stuff, the out of it, because that's where all the capsaicin or whatever it's called lives.
Nice.
The seeds aren't hot. It's the stuff that's on the seeds that are hot.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
We're actually here to talk about your music, Jim.
It's nice
to have you up here to talk about your music, because you've got a brand new single just in time for the part of the calendar it's referring to, Easter at the RSC.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of off a collection of songs that I've been working on for the last, since In the Marigolds came out, which will become a new album.
Awesome.
Looking like September, but more on that later. So Rally Arena will be on it.
Cool.
And then this song has been, this like circular riff has been rattling around my brain for so long. And then last year, like a year ago today, I kind of put the final touches on it and the lyrics came in one big go. So it's called Easter at the RSC. And it's really dear to my heart. I'm like a big time walker and thinker and processing. And from where I live, you kind of go downhill a bit and then you get into the park and then you kind of go downhill a little bit more. And then this is one really leafy street that I like to walk up. And then when you're at the top of that street, you're basically at the pub.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the Grey Lynn RSC?
Yes, we are.
Okay. It is a beautiful street and that's a perfect little walk.
It's a great walk. And so like on my little aimless walk, I was listening to this circular thing that had been floating around for a while and it's like, figuring it out, and I ended up at the pub, and so I was, you know, sitting in the smoking area having a pint of Guinness and just like absorbing it all, and then ricochets of conversations and little things I overheard. So I was like, I started carrying a notebook.
That's great.
I was never a notebook guy, and now I'm a notebook guy.
When you become a notebook guy, I'm also a notebook guy.
Incredible, right?
You can't go back.
And why would you?
It's fantastic. And I used to be so rude about notebook guys.
Yeah.
I'm happy to take that on the chin.
Well, it feels a bit weird as well. Like, sometimes it can feel like you're like a spy or whatever. You're sitting there on your own, like, looking around and frantically scribbling some stuff. But, It's so worthwhile. If anyone out there is, like, you know, wanting to write songs or lyrics or write anything down, I mean, write it down. Like, I don't know if it's, maybe you're a phone person, but something.
Phones work too, but I'm definitely one of those people who, if you've written it with your hand, it's out of your head in a different way, I think.
For sure. And then so the whole basis of the song was and me and the random walks that I do, and ending up just like lots of things I overheard in the pub, and I was writing them down, and, you know, some of the locals.
So you were being a spy.
I was being a spy. And some of the locals there were quite caricature. This lady came over, was like, "What are you doing?" And it's like, "I'm just writing stuff down." And she's like, "You're a writer." It's like, "Nah." She's like, "Oh god, then I have a good one." Like, you know, like real, like, heart of gold stuff, eh?
And so
just amassed this series of fragmented speech and misheard things, and went home and kind of compiled them in one go, and it felt really like linear and nice. And
that's awesome.
Yeah,
it feels like a really nice thing. Then the Marigolds as an album, such a fantastic record.
Thank you.
Took a long time for you to kind of let that one germinate, which sometimes things need. This one feels like the process has moved a wee bit faster, maybe, or some of these songs have kind of appeared a wee bit quicker to you.
Yeah, so some of the stuff in the Marigolds was some of the earlier stuff I wrote, and it was just kind of, I had the Gym Nothing thing was a fictional thing for me, and so once we started writing that, I had the amount of songs I was committed to releasing as that, and then that kind of started me snowballing, and then so more songs got written, and then so now I've got working on recording this album, which we've fully tracked. I'm just kind of doing overdubs in my garage.
That's
and
awesome.
Now in that bit of time where you're like figuring out the little last little bits of it, I've started another album, so I've got like a whole other thing. So I think that's the kind of trick to do is, well, for me at least, is be working on something, and then when you get your little hold-ups between like whether you can finish it or whether you can't book in a mixing session or whatever, just crack on with something else, and it's like creativity is something that I think you feed, and then it keeps going. Like,
totally.
So it's important to give it the space and have something that you can float on, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim Nothing is you, but you have, you know, friends that play with you when you play live.
Yeah.
Are they people that you're also showing your tracks to when you're working them out, or are you very much in the garage on your own doing that?
Yeah, so mostly the songs get composed by me in the garage on my own. The garage is my, like, little... it's my favourite place on earth. It's going to be so sad when I have to give that up. But I love going in there, shutting the door, putting on my fairy lights, and it feels like nothing else exists. So a lot of the songs come from that space. I'm a big voice memo guy, so always little riffs, and they'll develop them in there. It's like a few key collaborators. Brian Ferry is one of them. He's done a lot of the kind of tracking, recording. We mix together, and it's not really set up to be a live project yet, so the live shows are always kind of like a bit disjointed. But there's like a core crew of people that have been involved. It's Brian Ferry, Ben Odering in Christchurch has played bass on it, Paul Brown, myself, Anita Clark as Motta, Francis Carter has played guitar and sung on Rally Arena, and Dal has sung some songs on, well, sung one song on this new album as well, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, that's awesome.
I may bring some more kind of things in, so yeah, it's kind of like a whoever's keen and available and whatever they want to do, if it fits, then that's all part of it. Yeah.
That's so lovely. Well, I'm really pleased that we've got this song out in time for Easter at RSC by Jim Nothing. We're going to hit play on it now, up on Bandcamp, up in all the usual places.
Yeah, up on Bandcamp and Spotify and the other one. There might be a little delay on Apple, I don't know why, but they have to pick it or something.
Distro things?
Yeah, some of that stuff, but it's online. But yeah, it's a little hint that there's other stuff to come. But
exciting.
It felt right. I didn't want to hold it back past Easter. It didn't feel right. So
yeah,
it's good. It's time to let it go.
You got to do it. Hey, thank you, Jim. Thanks for the chilies as well. We will see you next week to talk about gardening.
That's right.
But congrats on this new single and thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.